This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Sunday dispatched a technical team to Haiti to assess its security and other needs in the aftermath of the assassination last week of President Jovenel Moïse. It was not clear immediately which U.S. agencies were involved, but the team plans to report to President Joe Biden when it returns. The United States earlier rejected Haiti's request for troops to quell sporadic violence linked to the presidential assassination, which happened early on Wednesday morning. The Haitian president was shot to death at his home, the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. Haiti police and said two Americans and 26 Colombians, some of whom were former Colombian soldiers, took part in the attack, with some of the Colombian specialists as suspects rather still on the run. A Biden administration official said the U.S. will hear the report and also consult with its regional partners and the United Nations before deciding on any further steps to help Haiti. Thrill-seeking billionaire Richard Branson reached space on Sunday aboard his own winged rocket ship in his boldest adventure yet. The feat vaults the nearly 71-year-old Branson past fellow billionaire and rival Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly to space in a craft of his own 9 days from now. Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles or 88 kilometers over the U.S. New Mexico desert. That gave them enough time to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and to see the curvature of the Earth. The rocket plane then safely glided back to home in a runway landing. And Italy has won the European Football Championship for the second time by beating England 3-2 on penalties. The match finished 1-1 after extra time. It was England's third straight failure from the penalty spot in the shootout in the front of its own fans at Wembley Stadium. VOA.